So this human rights system in the Americas, all of the countries in the Americas belong to the Organization of American States with the exception of Cuba. So all of the other countries in the Americas are members. Under the Organization of American States, there's two bodies that have responsibility to oversee human rights. There's the body that we're currently before, which is the Inter-American Commission, and there's also an Inter-American Court. The court has jurisdiction over countries that have signed on to the covenant? The convention on human rights. But Canada hasn't signed on to that treaty. So therefore, as Canadians, you do not have the right to appear before the Inter-American Court. We only have the right to go to the Inter-American Commission. So, you know, one of the areas I think that needs to be seriously looked at is, you know, should Canada sign on to that document? And as Canadians, do we feel that that is something that should happen? The Inter-American Court made this statement that if a state signs and ratifies an international treaty, especially one concerning human rights, it has the obligation to make every effort to comply with the recommendations, and in this particular case that we're talking about, the Inter-American Commission. So, you know, one of the first issues that we'll be dealing with is, you know, Canada's reaction. So in our case, we've now gotten to the point where we're expecting a decision. And that decision by the Inter-American Commission, it will be up to Canada to decide how they're going to deal with it. The Commission does not have the jurisdiction to force Canada to do anything. So, you know, this statement by the court is that when a country signs on to a treaty, an international treaty, especially one that deals with human rights, they have an obligation to make every effort to comply with that commitment. Now, when we think of human rights, you know, do we think of Canada as a country with some very major human rights problems? Or do we think that things are pretty good here, that we really don't have any significant human rights problems? And the government of Canada is pretty good about pointing fingers, you know, at other countries. You know, this country has human rights problems. I would say that within Canada, the issue of First Nations and First Nations conditions is in fact a very major human rights problem. You know, when you travel to a reserve, you don't have to ask any questions as to whether you're on a reserve or not. It's very apparent. When you look at the statistics, you know, First Nations people are high in all of the bad statistics and low in all of the good statistics. So, you know, when we think about human rights, and when we think about human rights within our own country, you know, we don't need to think that there are not, in fact, major human rights concerns here. The duty of Organization of American States member states is to promote and protect human rights stems from the human rights obligations established in the OAS Charter and the American Declaration on the Rights and Duties of Man establishes a series of state obligations to promote and secure the effective enjoyment of human rights. So, The Hulkamenum leadership made the decision that we would go the international route, that we were not satisfied that the domestic system would be able to deal effectively with our issues. The Inter-American Commission recently released this report. It's the Indigenous and Tribal Peoples' Rights over their traditional lands and natural resources, the norms and jurisprudence of the Inter-American Human Rights System. For those of you that have an interest in this area, it's a great report. It's online. I think it will give you a fairly good idea of the difference between the approach of the domestic legal system and the approach of the international legal system, and how different they are. Before the Inter-American Commission, Canada challenged us on admissibility. So one of the requirements of going before an international body like this is that you have to exhaust all of your domestic legal remedies, which means that you have to go to court in your home country before you can go to the international forum. One of the there is an exception, and the exception is if the commission is satisfied that there are no adequate, effective, available domestic remedies. That's the test. If you can satisfy that test, then you can go to the Inter-American Commission without going to court in your home country. The Hulkamenum did not file one document with respect to this in a Canadian court. We completely bypassed the Canadian legal system. So Canada argued that, well, you know, the petition should not be heard by the commission, due to the fact that they argued that in fact there were available adequate effective domestic remedies. Canada argued that the Hulkamenum could go to court in Canada. They argued that we're in the treaty process and we might be able to achieve a treaty. The counter argument that we put forward was, well, you know, there has not been one court in Canada, as I said, that has recognized First Nations title. There has not been one court in Canada that has ordered Canada to establish that title legally. And that we've been in the treaty process now for 20 years, almost. That the vast majority of First Nations in British Columbia have not been able to reach agreement with the government on this issue. And that the government comes to the treaty tables with such predetermined outcomes, such predetermined mandates and policies, that it makes it impossible to reach agreement. So we argued that, in fact, we met the test. As part of our work that we did in taking this forward, we reached out to other First Nations, because we knew that we were not the only First Nation that had this experience. And so within that system, there are other individuals or organizations that are able to file what is called amicus curiae briefs, friends of the court. All of these nations filed amicus curiae briefs in support. All of those nations and organizations all said the same thing. All had the same experiences. All had the same problems. And all of that evidence was led before the Inter-American Commission. We had support right across British Columbia. We had support from the Nunavut. We had support from the AFN in Ottawa. from many, many areas. And then we reached out and were able to gather support from human rights NGOs, from Amnesty International, from Lawyers Rights Watch Canada, who also file amicus curiae briefs in support. With all of that, the Inter-American Commission made a ruling on admissibility. And these are some of their comments. They said, by failing to resolve the Halkominam claims with regard to their ancestral lands, the British Columbia Treaty Commission process has demonstrated that it is not an effective mechanism to protect the right to property alleged by the HTG. Very significant.